Hello, Audio Boo. This is the second time I've started the app tonight. It didn't chime in when I started to record, and I assumed it wasn't recording and killed it in App Switcher and came back in. So now I guess it's back to its annoying self. Some of you must have prayed, but not everybody. Tonight's discussion is not about the iPhone or any kind of app, and it is not about the cold weather, amazingly. However, it is about productivity. I've been reading the most amazing book and really wanted to share. This is probably one of those times where I will just talk right off the end of the boo, so I apologize in advance for that. This book is available through Bookshare and probably other places too. It's called Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. And it's by David Allen, A-L-L-E-N. And I heard about this book in another book. I don't even remember the name of the other book. I have long since forgotten it. This one, however, I will not be forgetting. I started listening to it on the stream, and the first thing that really hit me was, oh wow, this author, it's like he's in my head. He knows what I'm thinking, how I'm thinking. He knows what I need. I don't even know what the heck I need, but he seems to. And so I listened to the first couple chapters, and I'm like, okay, wait. I'm confused, and something's not right. So tonight, I started the book over, and I sat at my computer, and I listened. And in some cases, I made notes. I paraphrased things. Not too many, though. But I made a Getting Things Done folder, and I put various things in it, because I have these various things that I need to juggle. Some are work versus home, but I have some longer projects I'd like to work on, too. And this is just, I don't know, I really, when I've done exercises out of books before, it was like, okay, I'm going to sit down because this is going to be good for me. It may kill me and I may hate it, but it's going to be good for me. Well, this really feels good for me. And in a way that's hard to explain, it works and it makes sense. I'll give you an example. I have a website, and I really haven't done much with it. And whenever I think about it, it's this anxiety-producing thing in my head. I think, okay, I don't even know what to do. Should this be on a WordPress-like thing? Should it be Drupal? Should it be HTML? What the heck's the difference? What's the advantages? What are the disadvantages? Just this kind of endless anxiety loop, which is both stressful and not productive. So he was asking questions like, what do you want it to accomplish? You know, how do you want to feel when it's done? Things like that. And I sat down, and in about 3 minutes, I was able to say what the purpose of my website was and what I wanted it to contain and some steps I would need to take to make that happen. And no, I still don't know whether I'm going to do, you know, what kind of platform, but I know what it's going to look like in the end. And because I know that, I can plan better. And the other thing that it talked about was writing down everything that's in your head that you have to do. And this can be everything from big things like, you know, update my website or complete this project at work to look up helpful hints for how to use a particular app or make a Getting Things Done folder. And this is so good. And